a Minnesota kayaker is planning to make an historic journey down the Mississippi River. Devin Brown plans to begin the trip next month, starting at the source of the river at Lake Itasca and continuing until reaching the Gulf of Mexico. Devin Brown joins us this morning on KMLJ. Hello, and why are you kayaking down the Mississippi?
Good morning. First, I want to share what my stormy weather food is, and it would be a chicken pot pie with a crust on the top and the bottom.
Chicken pot pie, double crusted. All right. Do you take it fresh out of the oven, or do you let it cool off a bit before you go with it?
I mean, those warm taste, like that hot taste bud situation is never favorable. So you got to wait until it cools down just a little bit.
Everybody, Devin Brown joins us this morning. You are a kayaker. How did you get into the business to start out with?
Yeah, so I was one of the fortunate ones that grew up going to summer camp. And summer camp really got me doing things that I typically wouldn't have been exposed to. Hiking in the Catskill Mountains, paddling around a lake. I went to summer camp for about 13 years. And my final year, I returned when I was 27 as an adventure trip leader. So I was taking kids out with other guides, sea kayaking in the Gulf of Maine. And that's when I really fell in love with water and kayaking.
Wow, kayaking, not canoeing, not just simply rowing a small boat, but kayaking in particular.
Yeah, kayaking for sure. And you get into this meditative pattern when you're kayaking. I was just doing the Water Safety Festival over at the U yesterday, getting people that have never been in kayaks into a safe and sterile environment in a pool. And overwhelmingly, people just said, like, this is really meditative. And I was like, that's what I've been saying. Like, you get the connection to water, you're getting some recreation, but also, like, you get to go into this really deep headspace where you just get to sort out all of the problems in your life. And that is really what I'm happy to share when it comes to kayaking.
Tell me about your relationship with water.
Water is a healer. You know, water, our bodies are 60 to 70% water. We need water to function. Water keeps our bodies clean, just like it keeps our homes clean. Water holds messages like spirits, ancestral downloads. It's all held in water. And for me, it's especially held on the Mississippi River.
Wow. So tell me about this. You're going to get in your kayak in a meditative state and go 2,300 miles to the Gulf of Mexico. First of all, why?
I am originally from New Jersey, and I came here on a business trip. And when I met the Mississippi River, I knew that there was something just really special about her. I grew up not far from the Hudson River, crossed the Hudson River every day, going from my hometown into Manhattan to work. Mm-hmm. And never had I ever felt such a strong connection to water as I did from the energy of the Mississippi River. And at that moment, I sort of knew that the Mississippi was something that I wanted to learn. And when I was in a moment of depression, that was something that gave me hope to work towards. It gave me purpose and drive and mission to just keep going in those dark moments that we all, as humans, experience.
Interesting. So, has anybody done this? Has anybody gone from one end of the Mississippi to the other in a kayak before these 2,300 miles?
Yeah, absolutely. So, about 24 people a year do source to sea, and about, you know, half of them finish.
Mm-hmm. And will this be your first time?
This will be my first time.
Okay, so who's backing you? How are you making this all possible?
So, community. Community has just lifted me up, showed so much support and encouragement with getting ready for this trip, from help purchasing my boat to helping me make connections. And just being really overall supportive with my dream. So it's felt really really great. I mean, I thought everyone would think I'm crazy. I'm sure they do, but...
But it sounds like it doesn't matter, and you'll be the first Black person, male or female, to make this trek.
So I will be the first woman to, first Black woman to solo this trip. So in 1985, a gentleman named Eddie Harris, who I just met this past week, and we did a couple events together, he got into a canoe for his first time ever and learned how to paddle that canoe and did all of the Mississippi River. Back in the 80s, and then did it again in 2017. He just wanted to see how it had changed since his first time going down.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is another Black woman, Yolandia Woods, who did it as a part of a water study with another group, of women, and she was the only Black woman in that group. So I'll be the first Black woman to solo the Mississippi.
Wow. So how do you expect your life will change after going 2,300 miles solo in a kayak from Lake Atasca to the Gulf of Mexico?
I'm sure that it'll change for the better. Like, I'm smart and strong and all of the things, but just a little deeper understanding of self. Just a deeper understanding of self and healing, just being able to work through those deep things that come up when you spend a lot of time alone, and finding clarity in those moments and resolution.
I see. How long will it take you to get there?
My goal is 50 days. We are currently in a severe drought in Minnesota, so I'm so happy and I feel so blessed that it's been raining to bring her water levels up with the hopes that Itasca will actually be paddleable. Mm-hmm. A couple of days ago, it was looking like Lake Bemidji, but if it keeps raining, Itasca will hopefully come up and offer me passage.
Wow. You know, in our warm-up, you talked about a spiritual calling, that you're typically not really outgoing, but to talk about the spiritual nature of this for you.
It's not that I'm not outgoing, I'm just an introvert. The spiritual nature of the trip, just being connected to water. Like, Dr. Ayana Raku has been doing some really amazing research about how Black people before enslavement were solo diving and just masters of the water. Like, mermaids exist because of Black folks. Or the legends of mermaids exist because of what Black people were doing in water.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been so far removed from that history, that it's really important that we get back to water for our freedom and for our liberation. And so I hope that this trip just inspires people, specifically Black people, to get back to water because it's our birthright and we belong there.
So are you offering classes or opportunities to help people to reacquaint themselves with water, Devin?
Yeah, so I work for the Mississippi Park Connection as their community programs coordinator, and that came to be when I contacted everybody that I knew that had a fleet of boats and asked them for access to their boats so that I could connect my community to the Mississippi River. So last season, I was guiding on the river and teaching people how to paddle on the Mississippi River using our paddle share stations.
Mm-hmm.
This summer, I will be doing, you know, this trip. So I have found another person of color to take over that reign, to keep that energy going until my return. And then on August 17th, I'm actually planning Project Water 2024. It's going to be a paddle fest. So just encouraging all of community, everybody, to come out on the river and experience her in a safe and supported environment.
How can we learn more information about your trip, the 2,300-mile trek, and to get more acquainted with water through the resources that you just outlined?
Absolutely. So MississippiParkConnection.org is a great place. We just listed our summer calendar, and it has a lot of fishing, hiking, biking, all the things along the river for people that are not necessarily ready to get on the water. We also have activities for people that are ready to get on the water in the fashion of history cruises, and a variety of different offerings. So that's one source. For people that are confident in being able to navigate the currents, and she's low right now, so she's super friendly, of the Mississippi River. We have paddleshare.org, where people can take advantage of the self-serve kayak stations that are along the Mississippi River. And just, you know, walk along her banks, get outdoors, take off your shoes and ground in grass, and just feel that connection to earth that so many of us are missing. And it's so, so important to our mental health and who we are. You know, all of this is sort of made up except for earth. Earth is the only thing that's real.
All right. Well, we feel so connected and grounded just talking with you this morning, and we wish you much success on your journey. And if you'd like more information, Minnesota Parks Connections.org. I can't thank you enough, Devin, for being with us this morning and sharing.
Oh, one last thing.
Yes.
Really quick.
Yes.
Also, I'm on Instagram, and I'm going to say it phonetically. So Afro Disc Kayak is my handle. So AFRODISKAYAK. But it's pronounced aphrodisiac.
Got it.
So you can follow my journey, and if you got a little extra to spare, I'm fundraising to get an RV for my family to follow me along the river.
All right.
Or if you know anyone with an RV, hi, holla.
I'm sure they will. Our audience is so active. And Devin, thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning and sharing about your trek down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico in a kayak. We can't thank you enough for being with us this morning on KMLJ.